Thank you. Okay, Simon Chafez, Dina Tachnu Nuboy, Yud Sifim. So, Lacher Shmen Esrei, Oimrim Tachnu Benfila Sapayim. After Shmen Esrei, we say Tachnun with falling on our faces. Because really, the din with Tachnun is to fall flat on the floor. We don't do that anymore, so we just bend over a little bit. You're not allowed to talk between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnun. That means anybody waiting for the Chazan before Chazaras Hashatz, we already learned how bad it is to talk. But even when you're waiting for Chazaras Hashatz, you're not allowed to talk. Right? Beis, b'shachris, kimen sheyesh tefillin b'smoila. So in Shachris, since a righty normally has tefillin on his left hand, noten latzad yamin, mishum kavod ha'tefillin. Because it's not proper to rest your head on the tefillin, so you lean on your right side of a mincha, but by mincha, noten latzad smol, you go on your left. Right? Why? So, because the Shechina is on your right, so you want to lean on your left, then you're facing towards the Shechina, right? I mean, the Shechina is on the right. So, right, so therefore you want to be facing that way. But you can't do that for, what's a design for the tefillin. A lefty always does it on his left hand, meaning by mincha, a lefty doesn't go to his right. He also goes to his left. So a lefty always is leaning on his left. Gemon defilo sapayim yesh lios mi yoshuv. Tachnun should be said sitting down. Ach b'shas atchak, if it's necessary, yochel ayos gam moment, you could stay at standing up. I don't know, the kitzur doesn't bring you that you should lean on something. You know, so you should lean on something enough that if somebody would pull away what you're leaning on, you'd fall down. And that's almost the equivalent of sitting. There's an interesting din that if the tzibur is falling tachlin, just like we learned that when the tzibur is saying Aleinu and Ashrei, you're supposed to say it along with them, and Shema, so it says when the tzibur is saying tachlin, you should also sit down. You shouldn't look different. I don't know if that's an accepted psak. That's the last paragraph. I don't know if anybody keeps this. I tried to keep it today, yesterday, but it's not easy. So tachlin, it seems like the last paragraph is not called Tachnun. He's saying after Tachnun. He's saying, "Vanachnu loy neida v'yesh lamer v'yeshiva v'acher kach I'm din v'amrim man nase." So the first three words of that paragraph, the last paragraph of Tachnun, you say "Vanachnu loy neida," and then you stand up, and then you finish man nase. Right? Because what's a pshat? Because what is man nase? What do? Right? Because you actually want to do something. You want to do an action. So standing up is an action. Right? And the pshat is that because now within Tachnun, you did it sitting, you're standing, and you also did some form of Nefilah Sapayim, of falling on your face. So Mela, those are showing enough actions that you're, of doing an action in your Tefillah to the Rabbanu Shalom. You only fall on your face with the Sefer Torah. Even though there's Svarim there, this is always a big tumult when you're dominating in people's houses or offices, and there's Svarim there. Should you fall on your face? Should you not fall on your face? There are shitas that hold that if there's Svarim there, you could do it. The Kitzur obviously is not going with those shitas. You say it without Nefilah Sapayim. Should you sit? I'm not so sure you have to sit. If there's no, meaning the whole point of sitting is that you can put your head down. If you're not putting your head down, so maybe you don't have to sit, but I'm not sure. So when you dive it in the either in the yards or in the hallways, or there's this nashim, Pesach, Pesach, Knesset, Pesuch, and the door to the shul is open, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that you have to actually see the Aron Kodesh, natural kilo hayasham sefer Torah. That's as if there's a sefer Torah there. Fine. Hey, kishem espalim base oval, maybe base hamase. If you're dominating a base oval or in the house where somebody died, avol bishayin sham oval. Even if there's no oval there, ain amram tachman shivas yimei avelus. Meaning there's an inyan to make a minyan in a house where somebody's nifter, even if there's nobody sitting shiva there. You don't say Tachnun for those 7 days, even on Mincha on the seventh day, meaning your Avelos is always up, Mixas Yom Kikulai, always on the seventh morning. But if they make a minyan for Mincha there, you still don't say Tachnun. And even when they go home, they don't say Tachnun that day. Let's say an Avol is in Shul, meaning he couldn't get a minyan in his house for whatever reason. And a tzibur in the Gra and Acharav, the tzibur does not go with him. You say Tachnun, but the Avol himself doesn't say it. Meaning, because we're going to see soon that a chassan or the next sif, that a Baal Bris, they patter the whole minyan, and Avol does not. There's no, as we all know, there's no tachnun in a shul that there's a bris. Or where the Baal Bris or the Sandik or Moel are davening there. Even if the Mila will be in a different house. And if they're davening Mincha before the Suda Zabris, Iba Emza Suda or in the middle. We still don't say Tachnun. But if you make a minyan for Mincha after the Bris, then you say Tachnun because the Suda is over. It's their Yom Tov, so they don't say it a whole day. Right? That's why Reb Chaim Kanievsky never said Tachnun till he was older. Right? Oh, the big Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael came out, don't say Tachnun. Zayin b'chein ein oimrim v'yesa knesses sh'yei shom chasim kol shivu yimei mishta shalai. You don't say Tachnun when there's a chasim. Im a chasim ha yibachar ha yakala b'sula. That's if it's their first marriage. Aval alman sh'no salmono ein lay rak shloi sh'yom. You only have 3 days v'achak ha chayimrim. And then after that you say Tachnun. V'yam ha'chupa b'shachris oimrim. And the day of the wedding in Shachris, you do say it. You don't say. So that's always a big tumult in shuls. If it's the chasen, the day of his wedding, should you say tachnun or not? So it seems to be most shitas hold. If the wedding is in the winter, so the chuppah is not until after shkia, so it's not considered the day of the chuppah. It's the day before the chuppah. Even though there are those that are makel on that too. The Mishnah Berurah says that a chasen should not go to shul. In order to pater people, in order not to make people pater from Tachnun. A lot of poskim do not like that, Mishnah Berurah. They don't agree. Okay, Ches. Ein aron Tachnun, loy b'Rosh Chodesh, v'loy b'tez tu ba'av, v'loy b'tu b'shvat, v'loy b'chanukah, v'loy b'purim gadol, shnei yamim. Right, and not Purim gadol, meaning that's regular Purim on a regular year. V'loy b'purim katan, shnei yamim, that's in the, you know, Purim katan, v'loy b'lag b'ayim, v'loy b'chol chodesh nisan, v'loy b'tish b'av. Now, some people don't say for another few days after that, and some people go from Sukkot to Rosh Chodesh. All these, you don't even say Mincha on Erev. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, we do say it, but Mincha Shalifneim, we don't, we are not knowing that. Right? We say Tachnun in the Slichas, Rak Lachar Tachin. After that, you don't. Shachris, you don't say it. Oh, that's what he means. I'm sorry. Of course not. Of course, we don't say. I'm mixing up what he said. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Oimrim b'mincha shalifnei, meaning Avada, he didn't say that you say Tachnun on Erev Rosh Hashanah by Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur Mincha. What he means is the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah and the day before Erev Yom Kippur, then we do say Tachnun. That's what he meant. I'm sorry. Test. B'sheni b'chamishi l'fi shehem yimei ratzim. Monday and Thursday are considered yimei ratzim. Ki ba'arvarim yam shakabalas luchas shniyas ala moshe rabbeinu v'yam chamishi. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Thursday, the Yarbiyam Shane came down on a Monday. Lachain Marba Bahim Tachnudim. So it's considered a day to Daven Tashem. Ba'im Kaidim Tachnun Bahurachim. You say Bahurachim Ba'im Maisi Ma'umid. He's supposed to say it's standing up. It's Arach Lamar Kavana Musinus. It's meant to be said with Kavana and slowly. Derech Tachnunim. And the truth is, if you ever think or analyze what we say in Bahurachum. It's everything that we're thinking about Yerushalayim, about the war in Eretz Yisrael. It's all in Bahurachum. You don't say Tachnun, you don't say Bahurachum. There was once, there's a Maisa to say Rav David Feinstein, because he was also Sandik a lot. And they thought he was supposed to be Sandik. So they're all getting ready to not say Tachnun. And he signals to them that they have to say Tachnun. So I think it was Bahurachum. So they went over to him after davening. He said, "What? I thought you were going to be Sandik." He says, "You know, I'm not sure if they're making me Sandik. So I found a heter to say Tachnun." I mean, he was looking for a heter. You know, he wasn't interested in getting out of Tachnun. He says, I was makel that we could say Tachnun. Right? That's how important Tachnun is. Okay, Yud Lacha Tachnun, I'm Chatzi Kaddish. After Tachnun, you say Chatzi Kaddish, Sheni Chamishi, I'm Keller, Chapayim Umud. You say that standing up. Finally, come on, Simon Chav Hei. Masai Einam, you say, when do we not say Keller Chapayim? Okay, that's today's. Let's start tomorrow's. So Simon Chav Gimel, Ktsas Dine Kriya Satayra, Uboi Lamed Seifim. So that's pretty long. So Keshemitzin is the Sefer Torah, Aleph, Keshemitzin is the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh. When they take out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, when they say Ela Teva, and they bring it to the Teva, literally means the box, to the Bima, Shekarim Bosham, where they're going to be read, Noise Noise Derech Tzafon, you take it through the north, Shehuli Yemin HaNoise, it's to the right of the person carrying it, because he's facing the Tzibur, so you go to the right. Keshemazir Noise El Aron Kodesh, when you put it back in the Aron Kodesh, Noise Noise Derech Torah, you go through the south. Tzrichim lahafzik, meaning the assumption is that the shul is facing east. Tzrichim lahafzik is sefer Torah b'yad yamin. Supposed to hold the sefer Torah on your right side. Umitzvah kol adam shal sefer Torah over lefanav. It's a mitzvah on every person that the sefer Torah passes in front of him. Sheyilavu wo say ad elateva. You're supposed to walk with it until the bima. Another one that it seems that people don't keep. Right? I mean, you're supposed to walk with it. You're not supposed to go running to kiss it. You can go run and kiss it, but it doesn't say that here. Right? You're supposed to, as it passes by you, you are melavit, because that shows a chashivus. Right? The woman's getting aliyah. It's supposed to wear a talis. Right? Now he doesn't differentiate when it's shachris or mincha, because there's different minhagim like that. But the reason is for kabbarat tzibur. You go up the fastest way. When you go down, you go the longest way possible. All right. Fine. If they're both equal, go up to the right side. And go off the other way. You wait up by the Torah until the next person who gets the next aliyah says the last bracha, but you're ben gavra legavra, and then you go down between ben gavra legavra. Right?
I mean, that, so what do you do when it's very short?
What?
What do you do when it's very short? Like, how does the rabbi go back to his fender by in groaners?
How do I go back?
Yeah, because it's so short, it's a straight shot.
You go around. I go around.
It's
the
shorter.
Left.
It's shorter to go back.
You're right. So I go around to the left. Go around that way. But you're right. I'm not so sure you have to do that. I'm really not so sure. Yeah. Gimel. Pesach is a Sefer Torah. So then what are you supposed to do? So you open the Sefer Torah. V'raya be'ezem makam yikra. And you look at what you're supposed to say. V'aych seikach basuach b'shtei yadav. Hold the Sefer Torah open. V'saygar enof. Close your eyes. V'ayim v'baruch v'sashem ha'mevayrach. V'yeshalem v'kol. And say it loud. K'desh yish v'kol ha'kol. So that everybody hears it. And if they can't hear the Mevarech, even though you hear the Shliach Tzibur, because hopefully he could hear him, because he's standing right next to him, they should not answer. After the Shliach Tzibur finishes, then you say Amen to that. Right? So there's different versions of that. Now, the reason why you're supposed to close your eyes is because if you don't, we're afraid that people are going to think that the brachas of the Torah are written in the Sefer Torah. So we don't want that. So this is a whole machlokes, how to go about doing it. Should you close the Sefer Torah? and then make the brachas. But you want to do that because then it takes time from the tzibur because they have to reopen it. So this, the kitzur is paskening that you close your eyes, or some say you could turn your head so it looks so it's clear that you're not reading from brachas that are written in the Torah. Because you don't want to have people benching Hashem. Meaning when somebody says Baruch Hu Hashem Avarach, he's telling the Tzibur to bench Hashem, whatever that means. Right? So they did it. Now you haven't done it. So that's why you have to repeat it. And then you take off your left hand. And you hold. The kids are saying, don't keep both hands on the Sefer Torah. Just keep the right hand on the Sefer Torah. Hakaira kaira, and the Baal Kaira should read. V'hu kaira imay belachash, and he should read with him in a whisper. And the Baal Kaira should not start laning till the Amen is finished from the Tzibur, which we learned that by Chazar Sashatz too. Don't start the next bracha until Amen is over. V'chol hakol yichavnu daitel mishmaya heitev kriyas atayra. And everybody should listen very well to Kriya Satayra. La Achar Kriya, and after the Aliyah Chayzer Ayla V'Ayksay Gambas Mayle, then the Ayla should hold his avatar with his left hand, the Gailalay, roll it, Mavarech Bracha Achrayna, and then make the Bracha Achrayna. It's just the one more. Dalit, Asr Lechaz is a Sefer Torah V'Atzmei Aram. You should not hold the Sefer Torah itself with bare hands. Hold it with a talis, or hold it on the yad. What do we call it? Not the yad. The eitz atzichaim they call it. The yeshmachmir shagam bamuda meinos and aram elo al yitei talis. And some are machmir that I don't think anybody's machmir on this. Even the atzichaim, the handles, you should not touch unless you touch it through a talis. Right, but we're talking about the ikar din is not to touch the parchment with your bare hand, but of course, if you're a cipher and you're fixing it, then you are allowed to, or you should. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.